It's April 11th, a Saturday, the Saturday after Good Friday. Does the Saturday after Good Friday have a name? For many of us, it does not. Sometimes it's called Holy Saturday. I like Silent Saturday. That underscores the idea that this is an in-between day, a sobering, somber day of pain and tears and fear and uncertainty. It's also a powerful reminder that just because God appears to be silent or absent does not mean that God is not at work and in control. Something powerful was preparing to be unleashed on the world on that Saturday, but all the disciples could do was wait. Does the Bible say anything about waiting? Well, listen to these passages. Psalm 5, I bring my requests to you and wait expectantly. Psalm 27, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 37, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. Isaiah 33, Lord, be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Jeremiah 14, we will wait for you to help us. Micah 7, as for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Listen again to the modifiers in those passages. Expectantly, patiently, mercifully. By the way, tomorrow on Easter Sunday, we're going to talk about the fact that mercy is at the center of the message of Easter. Confidently, certainly. Needless to say, these are difficult and challenging days for everyone. But take heart. Press on. Remember, we are not alone. God has not abandoned us. God is with us, and God is not yet finished. God bless your day.